The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 23rd chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they cast lots to divide his clothing. And the people stood by, watching. But the leaders scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself if he's the Messiah of God, the chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are king of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the king of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding Jesus and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. A few days ago, I was checking in with the social media universe, and I saw that several of my friends had posted the same image. It was an image of the late minister of the Harvard Memorial Church, the Reverend Peter Gomes. And it had a quote that was attributed to him. I have no idea if he actually said it. But the quote was, "When I see Christmas lights being strung and Santa Claus is in the store windows, I know that Thanksgiving is not far away." Now, knowing that actually Thanksgiving was Reverend Gomes' favorite holiday, I can actually imagine he might have said this in a sermon. But I also thought that it was good and right for us today to acknowledge the obvious. We are a little bit ahead of the game, aren't we? There's a Christmas tree in the narthex, and the scent of pine fills the chapel. And in a few moments, you're going to hear some full-on Christmas music from the piano behind me. Liturgical traditionalists will say, "But it's not even Advent. It's Christ the King Sunday." And they're not wrong. In fact, Chris McQuaid Lucas and I went to Wilson Farms on Wednesday to purchase the greens for this Hanging of the Greens Sunday and discovered that we are exactly one day too early. They hadn't even brought out any wreaths or greens. They certainly had some in the back room, but they hadn't priced them. And I was wearing my collar and did my best to say, "But it's for the church. Couldn't you just bring it out for us?" But we had to return on Sunday like the rest of Boston. Here at UniLu, we are celebrating extended Advent, which might seem like a modern invention created recently to counteract the Christmas culture, which has been creeping further and further into October. But in reality, the beginning of Advent is ancient and not at all fixed on a certain date. In his History of the Franks, St. Gregory of Tours wrote that one of his predecessors, St. Perpetuus, who held the see around the year 480, decreed a fast 3 times a week from the Feast of St. Martin, which is November 11th, actually, all the way until Christmas. And then in 567, the Second Council of Tours enjoined monks to fast from the beginning of December until Christmas, and this was soon extended to the laity and was again pushed back to begin on St. Martin's Day. In fact, this form of Advent was often called St. Martin's Lent. In other words, we can do Advent whenever we want. We can anticipate and celebrate and joyfully prepare for Christ's birth every day of the year. And in fact, maybe we should be doing that every day of the year. The French priest Jean Danielou once wrote, Since the coming of Christ goes on forever, he is always he who is to come into the world and into the church. There is always an Advent going on. There's always an Advent going on. Christ is always coming near. In fact, Christ is nearer now than when we first believed. And so this morning, I invite you as a community to joyfully prepare the way of the Lord in this space, the space that we call home. We have a couple of ways that you can do that. One is by hanging bows on the pews. The bows are in the back. One is by hanging wreaths on the pillars. You can go into the narthex and you can help to string lights. We have images of Mary, and especially expectant Mary, which will be arranged on the holy surfboard in the back of the church. I hope that you'll fluff the bows. I hope that you will laugh and smile and joyfully prepare for the Christ who is always coming near to us, always coming into our lives, and who is indeed the King of all, sovereign, no matter who else seems to say that they are.